Broadcasting Company invites you by transcription to join the chase. There's always the hunter and the hunted, the pursuer and the pursued. It may be the voice of authority or a race for death and destruction, the most relentless of the hunters. There are times when laughter is heard as counterpoint, and moments when sheer terror is the theme. And what more strenuous chase could you ask for than one that includes a meal ticket and a wayward cat?
I, Emma Stilson, do hereby make, publish, declare this, as and for my last will and testament, hereby revoking all former wills or testamentary dispositions by me heretofore made. First, I direct my just debts and funeral expenses to be paid as soon after my decease as may be practicable. Second, I direct that all inheritance, estate, transfer, or succession taxes or death taxes be paid out of my residuary estate. And third, I give, devise, and bequeath all the rest, residue, and remainder of my estate, real, personal, and mixed, of whatever kind and nature, and wheresoever the same may be situate, of which I may die seized and possessed, to which I may be entitled at the time of my death, to my beloved cat, Stanley. In trust, nevertheless, for the following uses and purposes.
Ridiculous.
Nevertheless, it's perfectly legal, Miss Van Allen.
How could you, her attorney, permit her to even consider such an idiotic thing?
Your Aunt Emma was not a woman to argue with, as you very well know. She insisted on leaving her entire estate to her cat, and she did.
How much does the estate amount to?
$1,347,621.79 after taxes.
I'll sue. That's what I'll do. I contest the will.
Inasmuch as I drew it up very carefully, Miss Van Allen, I suggest that you spare yourself the unnecessary expense. The will is incontestable.
And they called her eccentric. Eccentric? Aunt Emma was insane. It's insufferable. Incredible. Didn't she even mention me in the will at all?
Yes, she did. Let me see, on page 9. Oh, yes, I quote. To my niece, Adelaide Van Allen, a clothes horse and a snob, with the intelligence of a backward chorus girl and the personality of a praying mantis, I bequeath my muskrat muff and direct...
Her muskrat muff?
Yes, Miss Allen.
The woman was crazy. Stark, raving mad. I tell you, it's outrageous.
Yes, Miss Allen.
And who'll take care of the cat? Who'll see that her beloved Stanley is happy?
If you had been present during the reading of the will, Miss Van Allen, you would have learned the details. Stanley was left in the custody of Mr. and Mrs. Archie Bird, who will receive a weekly stipend.
That's the last straw. The Bird. The Brooklyn Bird. She's married to a cab driver. A cab driver, mind you. Why, we practically exiled that branch of the family.
Will receive a weekly stipend so long as Stanley shall remain in their care. And in excellent health.
So long as he shall remain in their care, did you say?
Yes.
And if something should happen to Stanley, Mr. Whitby?
If Stanley dies, the estate goes to charity. However, should he be given away to someone else, that person would automatically be appointed guardian and would receive the stipend for Stanley's upbringing.
I see.
And now, Miss Allen, I must leave for Brooklyn to pay a visit to the birds and apprise them of the contents of the will. I'm sorry.
It's quite all right, Mr. Whitby. You can run along. But before you go, let me have Archie Bird's address, won't you? I want to send Stanley my congratulations. Archie.
crew. 5 o'clock. So what?
Time to go to work. Get up.
Oh, stop talking, Amelia. Stop jabbing. I'm up, ain't I?
Fine time for a man to have his breakfast. 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Why don't you get the day shift and keep decent hours?
Well, can I help it if I got to drive to Hack all night? I'm waiting my turn for the day shift, ain't I? What do you expect me to do? Cut my throat and bleed to death on account of... Ooh, there they go again, them pesky cats. Let me at that whip.
Archie.
Get out of here. Get off of that fence.
Not my shoe, Archie.
Yeah, yeah.
All day long, they kept me awake. I hate cats, Fanny. I hate cats like poison. If I had a rifle or even a .22...
Oh, stop shooting off your mouth and eat your breakfast. Your eggs is getting cold.
Got enough troubles without adding cats to the list.
Oh, I'll get it.
All day long, they kept me up.
Mrs. Bird?
Yeah?
My name is Whitsby.
Oh, not today, mister. We don't want any.
But I'm not a salesman, Mrs. Bird. I'm an attorney.
An attorney?
Yes.
You mean a lawyer?
Exactly. May I come in?
What's up, Bird?
There's a guy here, Archie, says he's a lawyer.
Lawyer?
You didn't hit nobody with that hack of yours, did you?
No. Please, let me explain. I'm here in regard to your late aunt, Emma Stilson.
Who's that?
Oh, I never told you anything about her, Archie, and I ain't seen her in years. Anyway, she ain't even my aunt. She was my mother's aunt.
In spite of the fact that you know very little about her, she knew quite a good deal about you, Mrs. Bird. She used to refer to you as the only member of her family who never asked her for money or a favor of any kind. She said you were independent, and she admired you in many ways.
Well, what do you know? I just never went near her, that's all. She was Park Avenue and I'm Brooklyn. Besides, did you say she was my late aunt?
Mrs. Stilson passed away a week ago tonight.
Ah, that's too bad.
She left a will, Mrs. Bird. She left all her money in trust to Stanley and put Stanley in your care. You're to get $500 a week as long as Stanley remains with you.
Did you say $500 a week?
Yes. It's for Stanley's care. Well, and your own welfare, but you'll find that Stanley requires very little in the way of...
I gotta sit down.
Oh, Mrs. Bird.
$500 a week?
I'm feeling kind of woozy myself.
Well, Mrs. Stilson was a wealthy woman. You'll both have an independent income as long as Stanley remains with you.
You ain't kidding us, Mr. Whitby. This is on 11.
Oh, I assure you that it is.
Hey, Fanny, what a break, huh? Remember how we said one day our luck will change? Well, here it is, the jackpot. We're rich, Fanny, rich.
But we got to make sure that Stanley gets all that's coming to him, Archie.
Huh?
Poor little guy losing his mother that way.
Oh, but Stanley, what...
How old is Stanley, Mr. Whitby?
He was 5 on his last birthday.
5? Aw, ain't that cute, Archie?
Yes.
Where is he now, Mr. Whitby? Who's taking care of him?
Why, he's right here. Here? Yes, in this basket.
In that basket?
Yes.
He's kind of small for his age, ain't he?
No, as a matter of fact, he's large.
Wow.
Did you hear a cat just now, Sam?
Yeah.
Here. Let me take Stanley out of his basket. Here.
Fanny.
Stanley's a cat?
Get him away from me. Keep him off. Now, take him away.
Archie, control yourself.
What?
Why, Mr. Bird, don't you like cats?
Oh, well, he's nuts about cats, ain't you?
Yeah, nuts.
Now, I have here the first payment of $500 made out by check in your favor.
What?
You'll receive a like amount every week from my office.
Look, Archie, 500 smackers.
Yeah, that's a lot of dough, ain't it?
You understand, of course, that Stanley must have the best of everything. He's used to the finest food and the best of accommodation.
Oh, I'll get him a real bed, Mr. Whitby, and he'll eat fine.
Yeah, that cat will eat like a horse.
Yes, well, I'll leave you my card, and I'll drop by on the first of every month to see how Stanley's getting along. Well, I'll say goodbye to you now, and good luck.
Thanks for everything, Mr. Whitby.
Yes, so long.
What are you looking at?
Stanley.
He's cute, ain't he?
Makes me sick to my stomach.
Oh, stop talking that way. When have we ever seen $500 come so easy? And it comes once a week, too.
But you know I'm allergic to cats, Fanny.
You're also allergic to quitting your job and living like a king, Mr. Dope?
No, that part's fine.
Then don't argue. Stanley stays and we treat him with respect. Because he's our breadwinner now, ain't you, Stanley? Oh, ain't who our itty bitsy moo and dower catchy cat.
Coffee, Fanny.
You'll get it later. I'm feeding Stanley. Here's Stanley, boy.
Fan, where are you?
I'm in here. I'm busy.
Oh, where's my new electric razor?
I'm using it on Stanley. I'm giving him a trim.
I can't sleep on the floor. I tell you, it hurts my back.
Oh, you can sleep there and like it. Stanley's just using your bed till his mattress gets fixed.
Stanley!
Hi.
Hi.
Dinner ready?
Not yet.
Hey, what's this steak? Kind of expensive, ain't it?
Well, we can afford it.
Hmm? Yeah, I guess we can, huh? Well, I don't mind a good hunk of sirloin every now and then.
Oh, that steak ain't for you, mister. You're getting spare ribs. The steak's for Stanley. What's the idea?
Nothing.
Oh, why don't you be more careful with my plate? I'm going to clean up this mess before the doctor comes.
Doctor? You sick, baby?
No, Stanley's doctor.
Wow.
I thought I heard him wheeze last night. I'm giving him a thorough checkup with x-rays and what they call the electrocardioscope or something.
Oh, that's great. Great. Maybe you want me to push him to the hospital in a wheelchair, huh?
Oh, stop being comical. You're knocking yourself out. Stanley! Stanley, boy!
Was he happy today?
Stanley! Now, that's funny. I ain't seen him around for the last 2 hours, come to think of it. Stanley! Come to Mama! Where is he?
How should I know?
Archie, he ain't in the apartment.
Maybe he went out to see a movie.
Cut the comedy. If something happens to him, we're out $500 a week. Stanley! Answer me! Stanley!
Hey, you mean he really ain't around?
Archie.
Huh?
The cat's gone. He's disappeared.
Well, that's Staffy. He never had it so good.
Archie, we gotta find him. Get your coat on. We're gonna search the neighborhood. Maybe he's in this alley, Archie.
Well, it's got a dead end, and I don't see him.
Stanley! Archie, there he is.
Where?
Near the garbage can.
No, that ain't Stanley. He's all black. Stanley's got a white spot on his neck.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Stanley!
Fine thing to be doing, chasing a cat.
We'll chase him until we drop if we have to. We gotta find him, Archie. Hmm? Don't you realize what it means? We lose the money if Stanley's gone. It says so in the will.
Ben, come here, you little...
Oh, it's no use, Archie. Chasing up and down the streets this way ain't getting us nowhere. I'm going back to the house and call the police. Yes, officer. He's a black cat with a white spot on his neck, and he answers to the name of Stanley. Sure, there's a reward. Wait, $100. That's right. Yeah, I'll keep in touch. Oh, gee. Hello? Is this the fire department? This is Mrs. Archie Bird speaking. My cat's disappeared. You gotta help me find him. You got men on fire trucks all over the city. Tell them to be on the lookout for the... Hello? Hello? He hung up, Archie.
Oh, well, you think the fire department got nothing else to do but look for cats?
Archie, maybe that's one of the neighbors. Maybe someone found the cat.
Yeah.
Mrs. Bird?
Yeah?
You don't know me. We've never met. But I'm a distant relative of yours. A third cousin, I believe. My name is Adelaide Van Allen.
How do you do?
May I?
Oh, sure. This is my husband, Archie.
Oh, yes, the cab driver.
Hey.
I'll tell you why I've come, Mrs. Bird. Several weeks ago, you inherited Stanley, Aunt Emma's cat.
Well?
You also came into $500 a week, which is rather nice, considering your circumstances.
And what does this dame want, anyway?
I merely wanted to see if everything was all right as far as Stanley was concerned. He was Aunt Emma's pet. And I feel it my duty to make certain he's happy.
Oh, he's very happy.
Tickle pig.
He grew a whole inch since he came here, and he gained 3 pounds.
Yeah, we treat him right, lady.
Some people say we even spoil him too much, but after all, he's an only cat.
May I see him?
Now?
Yes, of course.
He's busy now.
Busy?
Yes. He's doing his homework.
Oh, Archie. He's such a kidder, Miss Van Allen.
Where is Stanley, may I ask?
Oh, he's around.
Would you mind calling him?
I can't do that. I mean, he's up on the roof somewhere, playing.
Playing on the roof?
Oh, he ain't in any danger.
I demand that you produce that cat at once, Mrs. Bird.
You demand?
There's something funny going on here, and I'd like to know just what it is.
Listen, Ritzy, where do you think you are? This is my house. And if there's any demanding gonna be done, I'll do it.
I see. In other words, something's happened to Stanley.
Who? Who said so?
Then why can't you produce him? You know, of course, that if he comes into someone else's possession, you've lost your claim to any money coming from the will.
Look, I'm gonna give you 5 seconds to clear out of here. Then I'm gonna smear you all over the kitchen linoleum.
Don't you dare touch me.
One, two, three, four.
You never get your fingers on another set about Emma's estate.
There's one cat I wouldn't keep for all the dough on Wall Street.
She's gonna make trouble, Sam.
Oh, how can she make trouble? We'll find Stanley long before that.
Hmm? What's the matter? What you looking at?
The calendar on the wall.
Oh, what about it?
Today's the 30th, and tomorrow's the 1st of the month.
Hmm? Oh. Ooh, that's when Mr. Whitby said he'd drop around for a look at Stanley.
Mm-hmm. We gotta do something, Archie.
Yeah, but what?
I'll make a list. Every pet shop in town. We'll hire a car and check every street from Coney Island to Borough Hall. We're going to find Stanley if we got to turn Brooklyn upside down. Turn left on this street, Archie.
Oh, now listen, Fan. I'm pooped. We've been chasing that cat all night. Nearly 9 o'clock in the morning.
We ain't even started yet.
What?
We got a lot of pet shops we ain't even covered.
How do you expect to find him in a pet shop, for the love of Mike?
Well, maybe somebody picked him up and sold him to one.
Yeah, maybe we're running around for no reason at all.
No reason at all?
Yeah, for all we know, Stanley's dead. He might have got hit by a beer truck or something.
Ooh, bite your tongue when you say that, Archie.
What?
Stanley's our meal ticket, you dumb slug.
Besides, I like him. Got kind of fond of that poor little mouse during the last couple of weeks. You think we ought to check with the morgue, Archie?
Oh, they don't take cats in the morgue, even million-dollar cats.
Archie, stop here.
Oh, now what?
There's a newspaper office. See the sign on the door on the left? It says classified advertisement.
Huh? Oh, you want to put an ad in for the mouse?
Well, why not? Come on.
Yeah.
Yes, can I help you?
We want to place an ad.
Personals or classified?
Both. We're searching for a cat.
Yes, a cat.
Yeah, now here's the way the ad should run. Reward, black cat, white spot on throat, answers to name of Stan.
Lost yesterday, somewhere in Flatbush.
Yeah, and we want it in big letters.
Now that's funny. There was a gentleman here yesterday who had a cat like that.
What?
He said he found it and he wanted to put an advertisement in the paper for the owner.
Maybe it was Stanley, Archie.
Yeah, did the cat have a sly-looking face like he was always ready to spit in your eye?
Oh, I didn't see the cat, but the description was the same.
You got his address?
Why, yes. Wait just a moment. I have it.
Archie,
Maybe
we're in.
Yeah, it sure sounds like Stanley, all right. Unless it's just a coincidence.
What coincidence? We lost him yesterday. This guy found him yesterday, didn't he?
No, well, yeah. Here's the name. Nicholas Papadopoulos. He owns a restaurant. He was very...
Oh, thanks, lady. Come on, Archie. We ain't got a minute to lose.
You want to speak with me?
Are you Mr. Papadopoulos?
That's right. Nick Papadopoulos is the name.
You had a cat yesterday. A black cat with a white spot on his neck.
Yeah, Mr. Papadopoulos. You were going to put an ad in the papers about him?
Oh, the cat. Sure, I'm having the cat. He's walking into my restaurant here like a customer last afternoon. Hey, that's some cat. If it wasn't that I got two cats of my own already.
Where is he, Mr. Papadopoulos? Get him for us, will you?
Yeah, there's a reward.
Reward?
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking this cat is worth something at first, so I'm putting in the advertisement. She's too bad.
What's too bad?
This cat is gone.
Oh?
Gone?
A man, he see the advertisements. He's coming in last night. He says the cats ain't his, but he'll buy them anyway.
Where is he? Where does he live?
Just a minute. I got the address where he works here in my wallet.
Oh, quick, let's have it, huh?
Yeah, is that the address?
Yeah, this card.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Papadopoulos.
Don't mention it.
Fanny.
What?
Look at his card.
What's it say?
Reginald Fletcher. Taxidermist. You know what a taxidermist is?
Archie, he's an animal stuffer.
Oh, get a load of this dump, are you? It's got everything in here from stuffed bears to chimpanzees.
You see Stanley around?
Hmm?
Can I help you, sir, madam?
We're looking for a cat.
A cat?
Yeah, a black cat with a white spot on his neck.
Oh, yes. Too bad.
Too bad? What?
You didn't stuff him.
Well, I bought a cat that answered that description from a Mr. Puffer.
Yeah, we know all about it, but where is he?
Well, I'm coming to that, madam. As I was saying, I bought the cat for a client, someone who wanted a mounted animal of more or less that type. The cat was an excellent specimen, I must admit.
Then, Stanley is kaput?
Is that... I beg your pardon?
Did you taxi him?
What
did you do with him?
Oh, unfortunately, my client changed his mind, and as I don't speculate with specimens, I had to give the animal away.
Who did you give it to?
Well, the cat pound, of course.
The cat pound?
Archie! Maybe they'll get him.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Fletcher.
Oh, drive like crazy, Archie. We've got to get to that cat pound quick. It's a matter of life and death. The man said we should look in this cage, Archie.
Oh, this joint's a nut house. I've never seen so many cats in my life.
Ooh, brown cats, black cats, white cats. Can you see Stanley in there?
No.
You keep on looking. I'll go back and talk to the man and see what happened to Stanley.
What a thing for a grown man to do. Here, kitty. Kitty. Hey, Black, come over here. Here down. You. Let me take a little
shot. You nipped my finger, you cute little... Here, kitty.
Stanley. You hear me? Come on, come to Papa, Stanley. Come
here. Stanley ain't in there.
No?
The guy told me there was a dame in here just half an hour before we came. She was looking for a black cat with a white spot, too, and she found one inside the cage. She took it home with her.
Well, did you get a name?
No, but he gave me a description. It was Adelaide Van Allen, Archie, my snooty cousin.
Wait, then she's got Stanley.
Yeah, but she'll only keep him over my dead body. Where is he?
Keep out of my apartment.
Where is he, you henhead? Give me back my Stanley before I tear you apart like a busted clock.
Now, Stanley, take it easy.
Make one move into this apartment and I'll call the police. You'll get 6 months for housebreaking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's right, Fan. We can't bust into her place like
then
this.
Then tell her to give us back our mouths. She's got him. She can't deny it. Stanley's inside.
No.
See?
I won't deny it. And you can't deny that you've lost your claim to Stanley. You took miserable care of him. You permitted him to run away. And if it wasn't for me, they'd have gassed him.
Why, you empty-headed...
Fan. She's right. We lost him, and she's got him now.
I'll say I have. And in exactly 2 hours, Mr. Wixby will be here. When he hears how I saved Stanley from certain death, and how I plan to take better care of him than you can, well, you can figure out the rest for yourself. Stanley's mine, Mrs. Bird, for good. Goodbye.
Well, that's that, Stan.
Yeah.
You got $500.
Oh, it ain't only the money. It's Stanley, too. I'm gonna miss him.
Maybe I'd better call the office and get my hack back, huh?
We were going to go to Florida this winter and give Stanley a sunburn.
Yeah, I know, I know. Well, let's forget about it, Sam. Hey, listen, we wasn't always rich, huh? But we were happy, huh? Money ain't everything. Is it?
No. But right now, I can't think of a good substitute.
Did you hear what I heard?
No.
Yeah, maybe I'm hearing things, Sam, but I swear I heard
you. Archie, look.
Huh? Hey, it's Stanley. Baby, come to Papa, huh?
Where'd he come from?
The kitchen. You see, the dumbwaiter door is open. That's where he was, Sam. He must have been locked inside the dumbwaiter all his time.
Oh, he's back, Archie. He's back.
Quick, huh? We gotta hurry. Grab him, Archie. Huh? We're gonna go right back to Adelaide's and show him to Mr. Whitby.
Ellen.
I just told Mr. Whitby the facts, and he agrees with me. You lost the cat, and I found him. And I can take better care of him than you.
But we didn't lose him, ladies, right here.
That cat's a fake. I've got the real one inside.
He's off a trolley, Mr. Whitby. Take a good look at this mouser. You'd recognize Stanley when you saw him, wouldn't you?
Well, I admit it looks like Stanley, but you did lose him, didn't you?
She got hold of another cat to take his place. Maybe he looks like Stanley, Mr. Whitby, but you haven't seen my cat yet. Come with me. They may look alike, but she'll have to take it to court to prove that Stanley isn't with me. He's inside this closet in a brand new basket I bought lined with silk. Look.
Holy cat.
He looks like Stanley, but it's got five kittens.
Kittens?
My word.
Kittens. And they look like they've just been born.
Obviously, Stanley isn't the kind of cat who'd have kittens.
Yeah, so your cat must be an imposter.
Then everything's okay? We keep Stanley, Mr. Whitby?
Why, of course, Mrs.
Oh,
Bell.
Oh, Archie, we're in. Oh, yeah. I could hug that cat to death. Kiss him, Archie. Hmm? Show Mr. Whitby how much you like him. Give him a kiss.
Yeah, I think I'm getting a cold, Sam. And you wouldn't want him to catch it, would you? Huh? But I'll tell you what. I'll do the next best thing. I'll take Stanley down to the corner drugstore, and I'll treat him to a chocolate mortgage.
Archie.
And a saucer.
In the animal world, there is the hunter and the hunted. Hound and fox, hawk and sparrow, cat and mouse. We in the topmost species have also joined the hunt. But who is to judge precisely which of us are hounds or foxes as we enter the chase? The Chase was created and written for the National Broadcasting Company by Lawrence Klee. Featured in tonight's cast were Larry Haynes, Ann Thomas, Edgar Staley, Ellen Clare, Roger DeCloven, and Frank Milano. The Chase is directed and transcribed by Edward King. Next week, a countrywide manhunt involves three cold-blooded killers and two lonely old women when we resume The Chase. Tonight, it's Theater Guild on the Air over NBC.